Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
What is a scam that will always work on someone or a lot of people? 1-800-947-3979. And it doesn't have to be a big scam. It doesn't have to be like, well, I tricked you and now I own your house. Or like the one we heard earlier where they used AI to fake a girl's voice.
Yeah.
So that their parents thought she had been kidnapped. Something like that. It could be very simple. For example, some people said this was a scam. When stores mark a high price on something and then cross it out and write a seemingly fake discount price when it was the normal price all along.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty common.
Like, or
I think
my favorite is the two for $5 or one for $2.50.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's like, wait a second, that's not a sale.
Yeah, yeah, unless it says must buy two or must buy five or whatever, then yeah, you just, it does it. You can divide it out.
Yeah.
Or all of the places that always have, they have their prices, but then it's always everything's a percent off at the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay. So they're marked artificially high. And then they'll give you more off if you use their store credit card.
Oh, of course.
Because that's where they really get you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that does always work. Because we all like to go, ooh, got a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How about the add a tip line at the end of everything? It does get me sometimes. I try not to, but it's on everything now.
Everything.
Yeah, and you know, it guilts you.
Yeah, exactly.
It does.
Like, there's I'm at Ace Hardware, and I just bought, you know, an air freshener. Why would I leave you a tip?
Yeah. There's a pizza place where I stop sometimes for lunch, and it's like a mom-and-pop place, and they have pizza, and it sits on the little thing that rotates.
Mm-hmm.
They make them, and then they sell it by the slice. And when you pay, if you pay by card, they turn around the thing so you can see it.
Yeah.
And then it has a tip line. And it's like we've said before, it's like tipping. It's like tipping with at McDonald's or Burger King or anything like that. You would never really consider it.
Mm-hmm.
But this person just took a slice of pizza and put it in a styrofoam box for me.
Yeah, it's exactly
and then
the
I just added 20% because I felt bad.
Yeah, the local pizza place, I would often when places just started doing that, and they were like the only place that would always do that, I'd pay with a credit card and they'd flip it around and go, oh man, no, I have to. But then I would go in always with cash.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, it's 16 something. Well, here, let me give you a 20.
Yeah.
And I'll stand here until you hand me my change.
Yeah.
And I'll leave. Because you already charge a lot for pizza here.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely one.
But
do you have one that always works? 1-800-947-3979. This text, I used to work at the snack bar at my kids' school events, and we used to trick all the stupid kids with a sign that said, hot dogs, 50% off, twice the price. They'd go bananas. Well, that's just a joke, but still, it probably works.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of scams, you could argue, aren't really scams. It's just people not paying any attention at all.
Yeah, that's what I banked on in college. I think my junior and senior year, I'd moved off campus. And when you move off campus, eating on campus becomes a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to get around that. They never scanned our ID. They just did a little clicker whenever you walked into the actual cafeteria. So I would just cover up the date that my student ID had on it for your lunch card. And I would just walk in and she'd click. And I did that for 2 years. It feels like a scam now that I say it alone.
Yeah, you were scamming them.
Yeah, I like, never checked.
I like when people share the scams they're running.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that one.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that. 1-800-947-3979. This text, my favorite scam is when I'm the passenger in the car and then you get fast food because the passenger gets to scam the driver out of French fries.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you get
that
to do the
fry tax. That is such dirty pool.
And generally the driver pays, too.
Yeah, more often than not. Grocery stores having sales where you buy one, get one free, or the buy one, get one half price, but the first one's racked up.
Yeah, you got to be a savvy shopper.
I think restaurants scam people at the end of the week when their meats are about to go bad, and they're like, look, our fish plate's only $5 today. It's like, that could be a scam if I got sick. It's not fair.
It does. It definitely. Is it a scam or just good business?
That's a good business and gambling.
Mm-hmm.
You as the consumer, you're rolling. You're gambling.
Pyramid schemes will always work. True or false?
Yes. Not on every person.
No.
But they don't have to work. There will always be pyramid schemes and people who do them to people. Yeah.
Yes.
There will be the Michael Scotts of the world who will have a diagram right in front of their face and swear it's not a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Your friends that are selling that lip stain on Facebook. They're super successful in that pyramid scheme.
Timeshares. What about timeshares?
Probably. I mean, even though I think people are more aware of the downfalls and pitfalls now, because now there's commercials that are like, do you need help getting out of your stupid timeshare?
Yeah.
That you never
that Texas
use.
Texas sounding fella. We'll get you out or we don't get paid.
Yeah. Either just rent places like a normal person or buy a place like a normal person.
Yeah.
But you don't want to buy a fifth of a place.
Right. It doesn't work out.
No.
Though I've known, of all the people I've known that had timeshares, I knew one family that they were like, it's been the best thing we ever did, because they got into some network where they could trade their timeshare. I think it was in Florida on the Gulf Coast somewhere. They could trade that, so a family would use theirs, and next thing you know, they'd be using a timeshare in Barcelona or something where they were trading them out. So they were getting to see lots of different things, but they probably could have just spent less money and done the same things.
Yeah, you could. I mean, I think it can work out for certain people, but you have to use it all the time. It's like, you know, you go down to the Smoky Mountains, they always have those timeshares. And it's like, well, how often do I get down there? Once a year at best, even if I owned the place. And so you're spending all this money to have a place that you're never at.
Yeah.
That's where the scam is.
Payday loans are some kind of evil.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You're
that's
not
for
kidding.
Sure.
You're not kidding.
Some insurance is really a scam. This one lists weddings as a scam.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They are. And
in the sense that everything is extraordinarily high priced and you kind of feel like you just have to do it, right?
Yeah, and I didn't. So it's weird. I never felt like I wanted a wedding. And now that I'm getting married, when Ross and I got engaged, we were so happy for it to have just been a moment to ourselves. There wasn't some big thing. I was excited to share it with my family. And then once I started sharing it, I was like, man, it would be great for our families to meet. And I do want his friends to meet my friends. And it's the first time I've ever been with somebody where I felt like our families are going to blend in such a fun way and friends as well. And so that's when I started talking to him. I'm like, I don't want like some big fancy wedding. I want it to be like an adventure. So let's do it somewhere that we love, that we can encourage people to make it an adventure for them, a vacation if they can make it. But everything since then, like even the wedding dress. So this was a total scam. I went and got my wedding dress from a place I'm not going to name around here because they absolutely scammed me. They set me up for their sample sale because I was like, I'm just going to buy one off the rack. All the dresses were like under $1,000, and spending over $1,000 on a dress was just ridiculous to me. So I showed her exactly what I wanted and in my price range, and she stuck in that, which was great. And the dress that I tried on that I loved, I was like, okay, this one's easy. It's simple. It was like $700. And then she said, you know, we could also order it in your size, and then you wouldn't have to do the alterations.
Okay.
And I said, okay, how much is it in my size? And she was like, well, regular price is it's $1,450. Like, this is half off. So I was getting it for $725 or whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, right, I'm not spending over $1,000 on a dress. And she's like, well, we can maybe try this or this or this and get the price down for you. And I'm like, why can't I just buy this sample dress, which is why I'm here.
The one that's marked the price it is.
Right. Yeah. And she's like, well, it is a couple sizes too big. And you would need to take it in on the sides and then on the straps. And that's going to cost you a couple $100s. Well, I didn't know at the time I'd be getting my alterations done with a family friend at the show.
Right.
And I said, okay, let's see how we can get this price down. So she went from $1,450 to $1,000, which was my budget. And when I went back in to try the dress on, I still needed to get it taken in on the sides and the straps.
Right.
Right.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And if you had said your budget was $8, they'd have got it to $8.
Mm-hmm. I was just, like...
It wasn't going to be the price that was on that. That sucks.
Yeah, and then to get it in and realize, okay, wait, we did all these measurements around my sides, and now I still have to get it fixed around my boobs, which is where we were really trying to figure this out, and then the straps. Like, girl's got a flat chest and thick thighs. You can't be tricking me, like, thinking one size is going to fit all and then measure me like we're going to order it for my size. Like, what?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, don't say you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just getting one that has a little less material to begin with.
Right, and somebody
who's still going to have to take it all out anyhow.
And her big selling point for that, too, was, well, nobody else has worn this dress. I don't give a damn. Like, I literally don't care. And that was her biggest selling point to her. And then for me, it was, okay, well, if I'm going to have to spend a few hundred dollars in alterations, and it makes sense to buy it in my size. Still doesn't fit.
Very frustrating. Jimbo joins us. You are on the Harmonizer, Jimbo, so your voice has changed. You're running a scam right now. What is your scam?
My scam, you ready for this one?
Yes.
I buy dollar store vases, and I put Murano, M-U-R-A-N-O, stickers on them back from the 1950s. So if you Google Murano glass, if you don't know what it is, check it out. Very expensive, $200-$300 pieces, and I sell about 400 pieces of these dollar store vases per week.
What? How many? 400?
Yeah, about 400. It only cost me $400 plus sales tax.
And what are you clearing?
I'm clearing after the fees on the site that I sell on, approximately $180 to $225 per vase.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh my
God. Straight up
and
fraud.
There you go. That, my friends, is the scam of the day.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, counterfeit art glass.
It's not really illegal because the people are getting the product. Well, it
no, it is illegal. It's fraud, you jackass. It's fraud. Well, I mean, that's like buying a regular person, you know, a pair of shoes and sticking a Nike logo on there and saying they're Nikes. Well, they're not.
This is the point. Who cares? If you're paying that much for a vase, you got too much money.
I have a feeling the people who are paying that much probably care.
Yeah, it might like just be a lifelong dream to always own a glass vase like that because their grandma had one or something.
I see the rationalization you're trying, and I kind of understand.
No.
What they don't know won't hurt them, but you can't say it's not fraud.
No.
It's counterfeit.
It's dirty as balls.
It is. Yeah, it is. And is it illegal? Hell yeah, it's illegal. But am I having fun and raking in the cash? You know what? When I either get my Tesla or my brand new Corvette, I feel good. So.
All right. Well, we didn't say call so we could judge you.
No judgment here. Fine. I love a good hustle. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. I'm not buying any bases.
I'm judging you.
So 400 a week. Got to see what this adds up to.
That's $1,600 a month.
You're averaging $200 a pop.
No, he's doing 400 units a week.
Oh, 400 units.
Making about 100, let's say.
So he said 180 to 220. So $200 just on average times 400.
I mean, if he did 400 a week, it's $3 million a year conservatively.
I'm not mad.
No, my wife just texted and said she's on the way to the dollar store. Gonna make some, get some stickers for vases on the Cricut, man.
That can't be true. How many people in the world can all be thinking, I would really love one of these vases from the 40s?
I mean, I think a lot because I Googled it and they pop up pretty fast.
Uh-huh. Yes, they do.
And they're very pretty. I didn't realize the dollar store sold stuff like these cute vases. They're very pretty.
Man, oh man.
Especially a dollar store dupe. That's pretty good.
Not encouraging it.
I am. You do you, man. Hustle. You're Peter Pan of the vase world.
Was Peter Pan hustling? Was he a scam?
He was stealing from the rich, yeah.
Was Peter Pan doing that?
No. Dang it.
Tell me about
Not Peter Pan.
I was so confused. I'm like, I've never seen the film Peter Pan, but I did not think that. I thought he was an orphan.
Robin Hood. Robin Hood. That's the one.
I was asking sincerely at the beginning, not even to try to bait you.
Peter Pan was in like that fairy tale land. Robin Hood.
You know,
very real.
You know Mary Poppins and her deal, right?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Seriously, love that for him.
This text. What was the name of the vase? I'm just asking for a friend. Murano. M-U-R-A-N-O. Andrew, what you're doing, it seems pretty mild compared to that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say I can't compete with fraud, but...
yeah.
For years, I've been using the same Culver's coupon. I've probably gotten thousands of dollars of free food from it. And every time you click the link, it's on my email. The date refreshes, so I can just constantly use it.
And what does it give you?
It's a free whole meal. So if I buy a meal, God, I can get a whole nother meal for free.
Oh, that's awesome. So forward if it's you and somebody else, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, me and my wife, we go and pay for one meal and you get two.
That's a pretty good deal.
Hell yeah, that's a great deal.
Okay, be honest. Hot Wings, would you keep doing that?
Yes.
Kelly?
Definitely.
Maitland, would you keep doing that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, forward that email to all of us.
The markup on food.
Just kidding.
Is
don't let us ruin it for you.
110%.
Thank you, Andrew.
You know, there's this really good chicken sandwich place that people really love, and they, on the bottom of their receipts sometimes, will have a thing that says, take this survey and give us the 6-digit confirmation code afterwards, and you get a free, like, $10 gift card or a free chicken sandwich or free chicken minis. And they already tell you it's 6 digits. Just write in 6 random numbers and letters and hand it to them. You always get a free sandwich. Every
They're
time.
Not going to check it right there.
No,
yeah, that's
exactly.
Well, you said that like you just read that recently, and it's really fresh in your mind, which is why you knew how to do it so quickly.
I mean, I've never done it. I don't even like that chicken place.
No, who does?
Wow. All right, what is your scam? We need to know. 1-800-947-3979. This text, my favorite Kevin Costner movie ever was Peter Pan, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah, I love that one. I love that one.
I was going so hard on that, too.
You were. You were like, I got the perfect comparison. Pete Pan, everybody. Pete Pan.
I mean, in your defense, they both wear fun little green hats.
They do.
That is exactly what I'm thinking.
It's the same hat.
Yeah.
Isn't Robin Hood a fox, though?
Well, I mean, in the Disney movie, he is. I don't know if Kevin Costner played a fox.
But Peter Pan's like a fairy boy?
He is. Well, I mean, that's true. He is, yes. Kind of a fairy boy.
Yeah,
Peter Pan's an orphan.
Yeah, but he's a fairy boy.
He flies, flies around and stuff and lives in Neverland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah. No, I don't know why I was arguing that.
He's got like a gang of fairy boys.
They're called the Lost Boys.
I'm going back to when I said I've never seen it. So I don't know why I was correcting you.
Yeah.
I'll just sit a few plays out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.